lasciò. Must go on.
Welcome to another edition of See You at the Show, your one-stop shop for everything community, youth, theater in Champaign-Urbana and the surrounding area. We've got a great show for you tonight. There are two shows opening up tonight in Champaign, and they are very unusual and very exciting. At St. Thomas More, we have Puffs, which is a kind of a tangential story to the Harry Potter series. I'll have more on that in the second segment of the show. And we also have Frozen Junior, which opens tonight at the Virginia. And I am so stoked because I have the director and Elsa and Anna in the studio with me. Getting to them in just a minute. The other show going on this weekend, which is going to have evening shows the next two nights, and then a Sunday matinee, is Peter and the Starcatcher. So if you haven't seen that at Parkland yet, make sure that you do. It's a really fantastic backstory to Peter and the Pan, directed by Matthew Green, and it's really got just a phenomenal cast. Following this week, we are getting into Audition Mayhem. There's a page at cuattheshow.com dedicated just to all the auditions that are happening on one day, Saturday, December 7th. Quick rundown of everything that every opportunity that you have. If you're a theater person in this community, you have to figure out what you're doing, when you're doing it. There's two musicals, Falsettos and Chicago, and three plays, Bus Stop, I Hate Hamlet, and How I Learned to Drive. You have 2 weeks to take voice lessons. Chicago is going to be really competitive. Falsettos is really cool at the station. Kendall Johnson's directing. It's going to be a lot of fun. So check out the website for more information. Check out my Facebook page for more information. See you at theshow.com. See you at the show on Facebook. And we'll have more on that on next week's Thanksgiving special show. So I have Patty Dudley, Kellen Morber, and Bess Chamley in the studio with me today. How are you doing today?
We are very excited, and we are very nervous, and we are glad to be here.
All right. Well, I said before we went on the air that this is really a incredible first tonight, because I have a director and two star performers in the studio on opening night. So this is a real gift to me that you're giving by taking yourself out of everything that you're usually doing right now, because I bet you have call right now, don't you?
We have call at 5:30. Yes, we do. But we're happy to be here. Thanks for inviting us. These are two pros, so they're not very nervous.
Well, Patty, you've been on the show before, and we've had a relationship for a long time because you've been a director of my son for countless shows. And 2 weeks ago, we had all the high school shows going on, and you must have been so proud, because at all of those high school shows, there were people that came through your youth programs.
At least 12 were at Central on stage, and I was amazed. They're all taller than me now, but everybody has just come such a long way. I'm just kind of the feeder program, I guess, to bring some great talent, and I train them to be professional as possible when we do theater, and it shows when they go to the high schools and audition, because they aren't as worried. They're prepared for their auditions, and they're seasoned actors. They're not worried and scared to go out of their comfort zone and do something very creative on stage.
Well, I think theater undersells you a little bit, because you really are a developer of talent, and it brings in people from not just the Champaign community, but you have people come in from St. Joe and out of town. They drive in because this program is that good, and you're creating that quality of a performer.
Well, thank you.
And just like last night, there were callbacks for Hunchback of Notre Dame, which is the combined Central and Centennial show. And one of the actors got in the car with my son, and I said, oh, do you know this other guy, Henry, who's coming to callbacks? And Will Curtis was like, of course I know him. I've acted with him in the Park District. I'm like, wow, that's right. All of these star performers who are going into high school as freshmen and getting roles, big roles, are coming through your program. So
well, yes. And you know, you use theater in every walk of life. In any job you have, you use theater in how to speak in front of people, how to talk on your feet, how to be creative, how to work with a group, how to deal with disappointment, how to deal with when you do get the part. And so all of the elements in theater, and plus I think that creative element in all of us is allowed when you're on the stage.
Yeah. And now, Bess and Kellen, you two have been working with Patty Dudley for a long time, right?
Yes, this would...
Yeah.
How long, approximately?
This is my 10th show with her, I believe my 10th show with her, and also this is maybe three, four years.
Yeah, well, you're in 8th grade now, right?
Yes, I'm in 8th grade. I started when I was in 4th grade, so that is 4 years. Yes, that is 4 years.
Right.
I think it's been... I think I started in 2014.
Well, I have very iconic memories of the two of you. And you probably know what it is because I talk to you about it all the time. Do you know?
Annie?
Nanny. Nanny in 101 Dalmatians.
Oh, right.
You barely don't even remember that role. But I looked at my wife and I talked to Wade afterwards and I'm like, that nanny. She was not a big player in the show, but she's going to be a star.
Aww.
And now look at you. You're Anna in Frozen. And Bess, although iconic Rafiki, nothing will ever stop it or top it until maybe tonight. But I remember you first as a TV reporter, right?
Ooh, in Elf.
Yes,
Ooh.
Channel One. So, you know, you might not know it, but you two are stars and you're making an impact on the community with your talent. When I heard that Frozen was coming, I was like, I know who's going to have the roles. So,
thank you.
So congratulations.
Well, I don't precast, but I always try to encourage the directors with me to see who you think for this particular audition is the best for the parts. And that's how I cast. And a lot of times I see things in students that they don't even know they have. It's just one of the things that I've developed over the years. This is my 43rd show with the Park District.
Oh, my goodness.
But I've been directing since I was 25 years old, and now I'm blah, 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 years old.
Well, don't go anywhere. We need you. Even though these two girls will be leaving your program soon enough. Kellen, are you also
No,
in
no,
grade?
They're not. Uh-uh.
That's why you bumped it up to 10th grade, huh? So you get to keep on having them. So, Kellen, did you ever see yourself as an Anna?
Not really. I feel like when I auditioned, lots of people were like, oh, you have red hair. You'll get the part. but, like, not really. I kind of came in, like, just... you know, expecting an ensemble role, and I would have been fine with an ensemble role, especially since I already got to, you know, play Belle and Beauty and the Beast and so on. But I didn't really, but obviously I was really, really excited to get the opportunity to play another great role.
Yeah, and so Bess, is this a musical that means a lot to you or something that you grew up watching a lot?
Oh, yeah. I remember when I first saw it in the theater, I cried. At Olaf, of all things. this is really the musical, the movie of my childhood. I was like 6 when it came out, I think, which is like prime time for Disney movies. And I mean, of course I saw myself as Anna because younger sister, because
right.
I am a younger sister. But Elsa is kind of a character that I kind of relate to a lot as well because she sings loud. And she's very emotional, I would think. She's one of the more emotional characters that I've played.
So your sister is 3 years older than you, is that right?
2.5,
okay.
But 3, yeah.
So do you have a dynamic at all that's like Anna and Elsa? Are there things that you bring in from your personal life?
I would think, well, we're not princesses. So, and I see her every day. I haven't shut her out for like 10 years of my life.
You still build snowmen together, basically?
Maybe in Minecraft.
That's fun. Well, you mentioned Olaf, and one of the distinctive things about your show, I saw pictures today on Facebook for the first time. Patty, you have a real Olaf.
We do, and he's fantastic, and he makes great facial expressions, but he has a mask on, and we were laughing that he was the one who was the most animated in his face, and yet we have Olaf's headpiece on him. But he's excellent, and he has a great voice, and he's very funny, so I'm looking forward to see how the little kids react to him.
Yeah, that costume looks, well, it is him.
Tis Olaf, and yeah. They'll probably go, oh! From the audience, I warned him he might get heckled.
Okay, so what do you girls think about your costumes? Do you feel in in character? Do you feel princessy?
I feel like I'm a totally different person, specifically with the wig.
The blonde changes you so much.
Yes, I look at myself and I'm like, wow, I'm Elle from Legally Blonde. I'm Rapunzel. I'm Elsa now. I'm not Bess anymore. I'm another person, which is basically what theater is all about.
Yeah, so. Well, just think if you were bald like me, then you could just, every day, you could just have wigs that you pick out and just be a different person every day. It's weird how much hair can change somebody.
Yeah.
Or absence thereof.
One of the things that we're doing that's really special with the crowd is every little child who comes dressed like a character in Frozen, we're going to hand them a gift tonight. So if you are coming to the show, make sure that you have your child's Frozen costume on.
Okay, so let's talk about if somebody wants to come to the show, how do they do it?
They can go to thevirginia.org and order tickets, or you can step right up to the box office. They're open from 10 a.m. until the show begins now for each of the rest of the days. So it's the 21st, 22nd, 23rd at 7. And then we have two matinees, which are almost filled. We're opening up the balcony. That's at 2 o'clock on Saturday, this Saturday, and 2 o'clock on Sunday. I added a matinee.
Wow. And Bess just did a dance because the balcony was open. These kids are... It's so fun how competitive they are and how much they want to draw crowds. And so I'm so happy. Over 2,000 people have already bought advance tickets.
Yes, we set a record in advance tickets. And I kind of challenged the cast and the parents of the cast members. And they have really stepped up and handed out flyers and put it on their social media. So thank you for coming. I think you'll have some great memories if you walk in the door of the Virginia and see Frozen Jr.
Okay, we're going to have Bess sing in just a minute, but let's talk real quick about who's your choreographer.
Our choreographer is Sarah Moore, and she does a lot of choreography at Central High School.
My gosh, she just did. She just got done with Adam's Family.
She was doing both at the same time because she's a glutton for punishment.
Yes.
And she did an awesome job for us. And then Heidi Beck is our music director, and Marcia Reynolds is our assistant director.
Okay. And who did the costumes this year?
We all kind of pitched in. Susan Curtis lent us most of the costumes from when Penguin Project did Frozen, and so we had a lot of help that way. And then Marcia and her crew developed all the rest of the costumes. So they're beautiful.
Wonderful. So, Bess, you ready?
I guess.
Okay. So set the stage for me. Like, I don't remember what was happening in the show when you sing this song.
So right before this song, I have just run away from my family my whole life, Anna specifically, because of a freak accident that I created where I shoot ice out of my hands, basically. And the whole kingdom, it's summer, by the way, and the whole kingdom goes up in chaos. Nobody knows what's going on. Why is this happening? And this is a lament about my sad, sad life.
Wow. And Patty, you referenced some special effects coming. Are we going to have things shooting out of Bess's hands?
Yes.
No, you can't say.
Yes. Her ears, her eyes, her hands.
All right. Here you go, Bess.
Distance makes everything seem small, and the fears
fears that once controlled me can't get to me at all. It's time to see what I can do to test the limits and break through. No right, no wrong, no rules for me. I'm free. Let it go, let it go. I am one with the wind and sky. Let it go, let it go. You'll never see me cry. Here I stand, and here I stay. Let the story rage on. My power flurries through the air into the ground. My soul is spiraling.
I don't know what to say or do.
We'll clap.
Yeah. I have here on my computer, He Lives in You, and you were Rafiki, and I couldn't believe a fifth grader did what you did then, but now my goosebumped body is wondering how an eighth grader did what I just heard. So
thank you.
This is going to be fantastic. So Bess and Kellen and Patty, good luck tonight. Break legs. Have fun. And man, we got to figure out how to see this more than once. So, all right. Well, thanks for coming in to see you at the show. It's great to have you on.
Thank you, Eric.
Okay. So the other show going on this week is Puffs at St. Thomas More. I had a chance to catch up with the director and some of the actors at St. Thomas More just last night. And I'm here with the theater director, Missy Marquardt, and two of the stars, Abby Deptula and Ben Croft. How are you doing today?
Excellent.
Good.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us on See You at the Show. I've never covered a St. Thomas More show before.
Yay.
And I've heard good things about this one. So, Missy, what can you tell me about Puffs?
Puffs is hilarious. It is. It ran off-Broadway for a number of years, and I read it about a year ago, and I was like, we need to do this show. This is a show for us. And so...
Are you a Harry Potter fan?
Yeah, I'm a Potterhead.
But I take it you've never seen the show Puffs perform before?
No. There's a film version that's available for rent on Amazon, but I have resisted the temptation to watch it because I didn't want it to influence the way we stage this show. And maybe I'll watch it after. I don't know. But
Ben and Abby, has the cast refrained from watching the movie, to your knowledge? No.
I watched it. I know one of the other girls watched it. Like, she kept renting it, and she rented it so much, it got to the point where she just bought it.
So I take it she liked it.
Yeah.
And did you like it?
I did.
Great. And are you both Harry Potter fans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Read every book?
I haven't read all of them.
Seen every movie?
Yes.
Okay. So, this is not the story of Harry Potter, though, Puffs. So,
correct.
Well, how is it different than seeing Harry Potter, the play?
Well, for one, this is very different because it's not really about Harry. It's about people who were also there. And people who normally get the short end of the stick, the Puffs, the Hufflepuffs. And... yeah, traditionally they're kind of poo-pooed. They're like last place all the time. And
so do the characters in Puffs appear at all in the yes. movies and yeah, books, and even the books, by the same
yes.
name?
Yes.
Okay.
And they are characters that live in the Potter universe. And we have kids in the show that are kind of our resident Potter experts. And so I would ask, like, Samantha, what is this person for real? Because I, you know, it's been a number of years since I've read the books, and I haven't religiously watched the films. So if I had a question, I'd be like, oh, hey. And they're like, yes, this person really, truly exists in the universe of Harry Potter. And I was like, okay, cool.
And so do the rules and timelines match up with what actually happens in the books?
Yes.
Okay. And so that will be very neat for a fan of the series and of the books to watch and know and be able to tell from your arc what the arc of the story is also.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. And in fact, we have four narrators who also kind of walk us through that. And they go book 1 through 7. So,
are they announced that way?
Yes.
What book?
Yes. They're like year one. And then we go through year 1 through year 7. And then also the epilogue 19 years later.
Okay. So Puffs at St. Thomas More, and it opens tomorrow night. And how many shows are there?
There are three.
Are they all evening?
Yes. 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6:30. Okay. And join us for some fun.
The stage looked great.
Oh, thanks.
And so it comes... did you build it out, or does it always come out like that?
Yeah, we have those platforms. Those come out, and we build those out. Yeah, we use the platform for everything.
Absolutely everything.
And we have the stage set out, because when we're immediately finished with this, we go right into staging for our Madrigals Feast.
Right.
And then we go right into tech for that. So I designed the set, so we will use the platforms. Then those platforms stay that way for Madrigals, and then they disappear. They get stored backstage.
So I come to your Madrigals every year, so just so I can note myself, when are Madrigals?
December 13th and 14th.
Okay, great. And are you going to be a Madrigals, Ben?
I am going to be.
Are you going to repeat as king?
Mm-hmm.
I am.
Wait, you just got cast?
I just got confirmation.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, so tell me about your role in Puffs as Wayne.
Wayne Hopkins, one of the only Americans at the school. That being the case, he has a very unique perspective. He is from the middle of nowhere, New Mexico.
Okay.
He is very, very ambitious. From the very second he steps foot at Wizard School, he wants to do amazing, big, crazy things. Wayne can sometimes get in his own way. He tries and tries and fails.
And that's part of being a Puff.
It is.
Is failing all over the place.
And so you found out, is there a backstory about how you found out you had magic?
There is a very brief explanation.
Okay.
That's part of the mystery of Wayne's character.
And the way that you're kind of holding back a smile, it's a funny, funny brief explanation.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. And you have a four-eyed nemesis, is that right?
I do.
So are there special effects to make the four-eyed nemesis? Or do we ever even see the four-eyed nemesis? There are secrets in the show, audience, so I'm not going to get much out of them, I don't think. Okay, well, I did my research, so I'm just hitting on my talking points. And so, Abby, you have the role of Megan Jones. Who's
yes.
Megan?
Megan is, she comes from a long line of wizards, and her mom actually worked for the Dark Lord Voldemort, and she looks up to her mom a lot, and she wants to be just like her. And she has a long history of Puffs in the family, but because her mom was different, she wants to be different. So throughout the whole show, it's like a self-discovery of like who she actually is. And it's a lot of fun to watch her evolve. Like, I was reading the script the first time and I was like, she would be so fun to play. This was before I got cast. I was like, she has so much character development that it'd be so fun to just like get to know the character and like just evolve as her and just get to know who she is.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I read an interview with the playwright Matt Cox, and he said that ultimately the show is about growing up, going to school, trying to make friends, and dealing with personal identity and relationships. Does that sound like what your character goes through?
Yeah.
Also,
she goes through a lot of different phases. So she tries almost everything in the show. And it's a lot of fun to see what she tries. I can't give too much away, but she just tries to figure out who she is and who she wants to be, and if who she wants to be is who she is supposed to be.
In the show?
Yes. We have 5 pieces written by our Cedric, by Callum Beckett. He wrote 5 original pieces for this show, and then we have, you know, some other interstitial pieces of music that people may know. But I'm really proud of the things that Callum put together for this. They're really beautiful and fit very well into the show.
Does he play the guitar for them, or how is the music?
I think he does play guitar. He's a multi-instrumentalist, so I'm sure I don't know how he put it all together. It's magic.
What about costuming? Did you go very elaborate or minimalist?
No, we try to keep it as fairly minimal as possible. It seems to be, I love shows where it has a DIY feel to it. And so a lot of this, like, they're in costume now. Like, mm-hmm. they're wearing street clothes. And with the exception of, like, the school uniform, which is a Hufflepuff tie, they're, you know, school colors, yellow and black, and then they'll wear a cape. And everybody made their own wand, and so we keep it fairly minimal, but there are a ton of quick changes. So various characters pop in with various wigs and change things out, and we have, like, one character she has, like, a quick change that is done in a snap. Mm-hmm. And that's all, like, hats and...
Has the wand making been competitive at all, like, with blinging them up and being creative, or
no,
not?
No, we've all been really supportive of just, like, what people come up with. We had someone help, like, design them and, like, help decorate them a lot, and she was really good at it. But whatever someone came up with, like, I finished my wand, I was so proud of it, we were all like, yeah, it looks really good. So we weren't trying to, like, top anyone. It was just whatever you came up with.
And it's that's the total puffiest thing. It really is. Yeah. Like, 'cause the puffs are really all about being super supportive, and they just care about everyone. You know, they are so accepting, and they get such a bad rap. And they're really, like, Noelle and I were talking about this at lunch one day. We caught each other at the microwaves, and we were talking about this, and that the puffs, as much as they get a bad rap, like, in like, the Potter universe and stuff, they really are, like, the best house, because they are so warm and open. And what happened with the wand making, everybody was just doing their own thing, and they'd show, you know, hey, here's my wand. It was like, hey, that's super cool, you know. Or, you know, one of our other, like, set crews, she was helping make things, and then everybody else, like, ooh, Grace, would you help me with my wand? And she's like, yeah, sure. And, you know, ultimately, like, we should all aspire to be a puff. Mm-hmm. We really should.
They're the best of everything.
Exactly.
they don't know how to not be happy.
So is there a decent buzz among the students to see the show, would you say? Are you going to get a good turnout of your classmates?
I think so, because we've all been writing it on boards in classrooms, and just people who I have classes with who honestly I don't think are going to come see the show, they're like, yeah, I'm going to come see it. I'm like, oh, really? Okay. So I think we're going to get a decent turnout.
Well, that's great, and I'm sure that most of the St. Thomas More students listen to See You at the Show 5:30 on Thursday on WFT, so we will get people out, and we'll do our best for you, and we'll post all about it on social media, too. So thanks for joining us, and good luck. Have a great run. Break legs, and I can't wait to see it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
They made